The Jews, behind all this, are allowed freely and without any disruption to practice what they deem as evil, unethical, and corrupted for anyone else, having a racial state, having racial laws, adhering to their heritage, building their racial power and collective, have an inner spirituality about all of the above, and finally, having the political ideology to enforce what their collective thinks of as goals or purposes to impose upon reality, not only to themselves without distraction, but to anyone else. They are allowed to be a state within every state, give word only to themselves, and use as much force as necessary to focus their demands. Because nobody else is doing the same thing or even dares to affirm this, the Jews are, by this connectedness, more powerful in comparing to their enemies, which they constantly attack with whatever mentally, socially, physically, and culturally or religiously destabilizes them. Cultural Marxism, Christianity, Islam, immigration due to the wars of Israel, preaching equality and communism, all these things are well known to by the Jews to be cards so they can further push their agenda. The uneducated masses, having no idea for themselves and no cultural compass, let alone religious compass or intellectual compass, are by definition clinging on to what the Jews have formulated for them. Therefore, these values bring confusion, and the Jews achieve their ends through them. Whomever resists, disobeys, or wants to counteract these attacks, or is even critical of these, they are Nazis or racists in the political sphere, or Satanists, heathens, idolaters in the religious one, therefore subjects for extermination and subversion in the minds of the Jews and those who follow their decrees. Things to examine are, for instance, why are people believing in Christianity, same as they do believe in communism, without having done any research about these things or having any concrete knowledge of the deeper meaning in such? Why are there so many forms and so many lies and confusions in regards to both of these programs? Why do people are uneducated to the fact that Christianity and communism are both imposed ideologies that came in war and killed millions? Why are opposers of such threat in any inhumane and destructive ways? Why in both these beliefs, Jews, Jewish ideals, Jewish ethics, and Jews are praised as ideological, godlike, and political icons of worship? Also, to not stretch matters, many people claim that communism is atheism. This is easily debunked by the holy and mighty authority and worship the Jews behind both these programs received. God, like Jews and whatever they create, is beyond analysis, correction, criticism, and opposition. Somehow, both of these programs are based in some invisible, unnatural mechanism that makes people feel guilty, wrong, and immoral if the values of these are not followed and accepted. So no matter, even if logical analysis, historical proof, and evidence proves these values deadly for the mental health, spiritual health, or the health of any state, civilization, and being worth life. One can glaringly see that Nazi, racist, and Satanist, or any other such statement, works in the same way and in the same purpose, to turn public opinion and masses, since it's owned and educated by the Jewish powers in religion, intellectualism, etc., and public hatred or outright murdering force towards anyone who opposes these people, their demands, and their expansion. While Satanist idolater is a title for this process in the religious level, Nazi and racist are the labels used for the political level. The meaning, though, remains the same. Whomever opposes the Jews is labeled blindly and is to be destroyed, imprisoned, punished, or removed from the very way for the Jewish goals, ideas, aspirations, and forces. The joy of Satan is, as the name implies, a satanic religion. We have found that Satanism doesn't mean anything and has absolutely no substance like what the enemies of Satan, their writings and their conception of it, have preached for centuries on their own, dogmatically, forcefully, and towards their ideological slaves. Satan stems from the Sumerian Satyan, which means eternal way, and also ties into the Hindu term for Sanatana, Dharma, Dharma, which means, again, the eternal way, but exists in many ancient languages revolving around the same matters. It is entirely something else, and this is described in the Joy of Satan webpage. So as to not make this lengthy, we can skip this. One just has to study and nobody can do this for them. What is for sure is that God and all other pagan gods mentioned in the Bible are to us literal entities, and they do oppose a Jewish purpose and advances. We believe that behind these silly stories, which are like fairy tales of the enemy, real and concrete forces, beings, and types of awareness make their own war. We also believe this ties into other literal, non-corporeal beings, and that this extends far more than what we have openly admitted in our recorded history. The correct term for the Joy of Satan is what is called as racial separatism. Satanists adhere to the laws of nature and nature intended by her own design. Therefore, this brings us to the understanding of certain points. The first point is that one must always respect what nature intends and work in accordance to nature. When nature is not obeyed, one cannot be free. Actions which defy the laws of nature end up in failure and disaster. This is why the Joy of Satan is against race mixing and supports racial separatism. Race mixing is known and proven scientifically to cause physical issues when done repeatedly over long periods of time. Also, race mixing that is done over centuries not only does not promote diversity, but in centuries down the road would simply create a human race of genetic clump, without any differences, culturally, spiritually, or even physically. Race mixing destroys any diversity. This is to the benefit of nobody, except of those who keep themselves racially clean, the Jews, at this point. We believe any and all Gentile races that were created by Satan have their right to exist, evolve, and pursue their racial fate on their own, in their own respective land and region, but also culturally and existentially. We approve friendship, comradeship, and exchange of ideas between races, but not to the point of any assimilation. We want the Gentile races to survive, and Satan's agenda implies that all races will and must remain separate from one another. We believe that acts of race mixing come from a deep-rooted, external or internally programmed self-hatred. One has to be seriously hate or abhor themselves, as to want to assimilate themselves, destroy their genetic and cultural heritage, only to mold it into nothingness. We consider this an act of intelligence and hatred, not only for oneself, but against mankind in general, as no matter from what race the mates do spring, both races they represent are being permanently destroyed. This does happen after successive generations, and the damage is in some cases not apparent at once. The act of race mixing destroys what nature has labored to create for millions of years into a single action and moment. The demographic and social research studies that are not affected by politically correct and cultural Marxist ideas do prove that criminal behavior largely has to do on how a human being cannot adjust to the collective culture of their host nation. We believe in justice for all races. All Gentile races must be allied, maintain their common satanic culture, and fight against the enemy while maintaining their sacred separateness. Every race has their natural right to defend their territory, their progeny, their future, and their fate or existence. Only the Jews and the darker races are allowed to exercise this right socially and in a politically accepted sense, to the point even of abuse, such as rape, mass immigration, destroying white women, blaming whites for everything, racist crimes, etc., while the white race is at this point under the pressure emerging from the Jewish race and their constructions to both make the white race self-destroy themselves, weaken them down, and finally inbreed them, outright kill them, and destroy them. Whomever is accepting of this accepts indirectly the destruction of many members, not only of the Joy of Satan, but the planet, since the Jews will easily get their way with their plans, and they also indirectly accept the Jewish rulership of the planet and all that was stated above. They also indirectly accept their own racial, cultural, and existential assimilation. We respect all races, and the gods have plans for all races, only if they themselves understand this and follow their way. The gods are not obligated in any way, no different than any other being that is not listened to or attacked, to give in and to help anyone who is against their wishes and desires. Social Marxist, politically correct, Christian, or any sort of universalite egalitarian values, and values which, according to our perception, have destroyed civilizations or obviously threaten, do leave us uninterested and also stand as our enemies, same as public opinion, which is just the shape and construct of the mass media, which are owned in their striking majority of 99% by Jews, only to serve Jewish interests in the shape of mass consciousness according to their decrees. We trust that upon personal study and looking into the forbidden side of reality, that we are told to always hate and abhor such as Satan, who is the exact opposite of what was preached by Jews for centuries about him, we will find the truth and comfort in the truth. Satan, as well as many of the ancient gods and goddesses, we believe do come from the Nordic race, or the race known as the Nordic race. People with such desires to inbreed and destroy these people, or any other Gentile people for that liking, do come in opposition both to the wishes of Satan and the gods we believe in, but also blatantly move against both humanity, nature, and their own self. No Gentile race is to be enslaved just for the sake of enslaving, and definitely the Jews are not going to get their way in exterminating and weakening down all Gentile races. For those who are racially mixed and have a decency of character and intelligence to understand that this action is not in accordance to nature's will, they are well accepted into our ranks. They can rank however highly and advance as far as they strive for. There are no personal limitations in Satanism. There are rules that are placed by nature, and if one disobeys, then there are serious, everlasting punishments. This does not come from God, but rather one's failure or an unacceptance of what nature is evidently trying to teach us. Human and nature are not and will not ever be separated. The only thing that should be worshipped, if that is the correct word, is the truth. Nothing that goes against the dictates of nature survives happily or powerfully for any length of time. We consider the most obvious teaching of nature to be that one and the whole must be healthy, powerful, and evolve on their own path. This is what nature intended, and man, as partaker in nature and possessing conscious will and thought to direct these natural forces, can guide the forces of nature to be a creator, according to her higher and expressed will. He can be a good one or a horrible one, creating even his own destruction and the destruction of others. We consider that such acts as these should happen in accordance with to the highest beauty, with respect to nature, those who came before us and those who will come after us. Actions that do not take in this consideration and solely mean to please one's own self in a distorted sense, destroying their essential parts of civilization, such as race, culture, heritage, and natural environment, etc., we consider abomination. Nature blesses clear-blooded races with health, strength, fortitude, power, and the higher abilities of intelligence and capability to survive. Race mixing down the road in centuries causes inevitable damage against nature and is, if that can be stated, an ultimate wrongdoing in the deepest sense of the word to be committed. All Satanists do have the keys to become spiritual adepts and also spiritually the highest hierarchy on the planet. Against the beliefs of our enemies about materialism, the majority of spiritual Satanists do know, like the ancient people, the invisible and metaphysical dimension of life. New rules arise by this research without giving a false feeling of supremacy like the Jews, who consider themselves chosen of God and think they have a right to enslave and destroy everyone else based on this feeble reason. Our feeling of superiority comes from wisdom, knowledge, and assisting civilization to advance, but also becoming beacons of enlightenment for any other members of our race, civilization, or in our common cause. We believe that Gentile races has a sacred metaphysical purpose and is not solely a grossly physical distinction between people. These differences are holy and emanations from the divine, with divine purposes for each race, and violations of such are to be paid harshly by the individuals committing such. When race is involved, this involves the whole world and also the future of humanity. To disregard this command by nature is to disregard and disobey her highest order. After one grows aware of this, they must adhere to this, no matter their personal lives and choices. From this point that no one knows the truth, they are obligated to stand for it, or join the enemy hordes of lies and transient existence, which ultimately ends in death and destruction of everyone involved, but also mass ignorance. The truth must be understood and comprehended, but also accepted, irrespectively of our personal neglect, acceptance, or understanding. This does not place any limitation, but rather sets any being free. Nature on her own affirms these truths for everyone willing to see it. People who disregard what is in front of them, or want to subvert the whole of humanity by unnatural actions, unnatural ethics, and mental or spiritual or even social destruction by adhering to the Jewish teachings, are victims of their own fate, and as thus we cannot help it, but have a suspicious and unaccepting stance towards them. Satanism is about truth. It cannot be made to serve lies, or it loses its essence. Therefore, for such beings, there exist other pacifistic faiths and religious programs which they can adhere to, stay away of the evident truths, and sacrifice everything based on their own lack of understanding and conception. The greatest punishment is to never understand the higher understanding and reach one's fullest potential, which is the essence of being human. They should not be here wasting our time or theirs in any way.